Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. This is The Pleasure Zone. And if you're listening, you are a pleasure seeker, and I am Milica Jelinic. One of the things that I like to bring to the world is information about how to have more pleasure, especially embodying pleasure. And what I find is there's a lot of reasons why we don't do that. And today we're actually going to be talking specifically about the body. We're going to be specifically talking about how we can reconnect to our bodies. We're going to find 5 ways to reconnect to our bodies. We're also going to find the 5 things that you don't want to do. Because I find, in finding more and more lately, as much as I give people tools of what to do, they don't always take those. But what they sometimes take is the what not to do. So I'm going to be sharing both the what not to do and then the what to do. There's also a lot of times where we just disconnect from our bodies and maybe we don't know why. So we're going to be talking about the whys behind that as well. Like, why are we disconnected? In my personal practice, I work on people using something called the mitzvah technique, which is a somatic body movement, somatic meaning body, but body movement, in order to allow the body to start to release from the skeletal system out. And what some people describe it as is kind of a combination of massage and chiropractic. Some people say it's kind of like osteopathy. Some people say it's like Thai yoga massage. It's actually a thing unto itself, and it's probably more closely related to the body of work called Feldenkrais, as that work was definitely in line with what Nehemiah Cohen, who is the creator of the mitzvah technique, what he was targeting to do. So it helps you to get back to natural movement, natural in a way that we're not stuck in chairs or, walking in shoes. So it allows you to find a way to actually move in your body. And I find that when you're reconnecting with your body, movement is a really important key to that. So I'll probably give you guys a lot of lowdown on the mitzvah technique today, because it has been one of the key things for me on helping me to reconnect to my body. So that is part of my practice. I also do something called radionics, which uses instruments in order to detect, and then begins to also use the same instrument to send frequencies to the body, and the body picks up those frequencies and starts to shift and change whatever the condition is or the complaint is. So yeah, I personally had started going for radionics sessions when I was in my like late 20s, because I had really, really bad PMS. Like, I was knocked out for 3 days, not functional. I was using all the, extra strength Midols. I was using all the stuff that doctor recommended. None of it did squat for me other than make me pass out tired, but I was still in pain. So, after years and years of trying to find solutions, I did come across this method of healing, which is pretty phenomenal. And radionics was my saving grace for PMS. So if you happen to have PMS or know somebody with that, I can do a lot of other things with those instruments. That is the reason why I got into using them. So super happy to assist you. If you happen to have PMS, give me, contact me through my website, milicajelinic.com. I have lots of solutions and ideas for that. and I'm happy to go through them with you. I do offer free consults to people to see what and if I can assist you. So those are a few of the things that I do. Body work, I do, I also am a sex and intimacy coach, and we go through what, you know, through sex and intimacy coaching, what people are often like thinking that I do is I have sex with my clients and I don't, nobody can afford sex with me that I've met so far. So what I do offer is great tips and tools on how to have a better sex life. And in doing that, it's looking at what specifically works for you. And some of the most common things that we need to crack down on is how we communicate, how we actually ask for what we desire, and then how we give feedback. So communication is one of those key things that is actually one of the top keys to me to sex and intimacy coaching. And most people are kind of like confused by that and are like, well, don't you mean like sex and intimacy coaching? Shouldn't you be teaching them the how to give each other orgasms? Through communication, you can teach each other how to do that. And I can give you tools too, if you're not aware of certain things. I can give you like great different ways to play with each other that you might not have thought of. However, you got to be able to communicate that first. And you also have to know whether you consent to it, whether you're okay with it. So consent, curiosity, and communication. That's my trifecta when it comes to all things sex and intimacy, life in general, actually. So what are we going to do today is we are going to be talking about all things to do with the ways of reconnecting to your body. And first, let's figure out, like, why does a person disconnect from their body? I can tell you one of the top reasons is top three reasons why we would disconnect from our body are stress, trauma, and conditioning. So let's start with stress. When somebody is in an active stress reaction, their body will be usually in fight or flight. That is a stress-related reaction. And so if they're in fight or flight, are they present? Just those words alone, fight and flight, indicate you're not present. I mean, some people, when they're in fight, they get very rooted in a way, and they look tough, but they're also jacked, like all of their hormones are jacked and ready to run and race and destroy in order to survive. That's not calm, is it? No, fight is not calm. So disconnection happens when our bodies are not calm and connected. So you want to be able to have your body be calm. And one of the ways to do that when you are in deep stress, first, let's look at your stresses. Are they acute? Is it something that's happening today? Is it a stress that maybe you're waiting for a package to arrive and it hasn't arrived and you're like, ah, I need that package by 3 p.m. because, you know, there's this thing happening and I need it. That's an acute stress. Is it an ongoing stress where it's more chronic stress? Have you been going through the stress where maybe you're living with somebody who is abusive and you're constantly in that, and not just abusive to where you think you can handle it? Like maybe it's even that stress has led to traumas, physical, emotional, sexual, all kinds of different traumas, financial traumas. So stress is ongoing, is a chronic stress. So do you experience chronic stress? That's going to create a different reaction in your body often than an acute stress. Although when bodies have gone through immense amount of stress, they often don't know the difference between an acute stress and a chronic stress. And they react equally to both of those as if the world is about to end. So one of the things to do is to get yourself in check. And how do you do that? Well, at first, you might need somebody to teach you and guide you and remind you how to do it, because we all can use assistance. That is why there's so many people on the planet, so that we can, you know, defer to each other. Actually, I'll use an example that happened just today. So my dad has a lot of different people who help him. And today it was my best friend from high school went in to go help him out. And She was like, your dad doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, my dad's in full resistance. So I get on the phone and I was like, what's going on, dad? And he tells me about his stresses. I said, yeah, what can you do about any of that right now? He's like, I don't know, but I shouldn't leave the house. I said, what is you not leaving the house going to do for you? Do you think it's going to fix the potential water drip? Probably not. Did we already do everything we could to resolve that issue? Yes, we did. So now what can you do? You might need to temporarily change your environment, because sometimes just being out of that energy that you've been saturated in, that stressful energy, just sometimes walking out of it can really help get out of that stress. So my dad's mobility is pretty low. So when I say walking out of it, I mean, like, just even get out of it. Somebody could drive you somewhere, get it, something new to look at. Stop looking at everything that stresses you out, especially if you've already dealt with it. And sometimes if you haven't dealt with it and you're so frozen that you can't, sometimes walking away for a minute in order to see a new perspective can help you make choices and then move forward. Sometimes that physical act of moving away from it can actually help you get through it. And I know most people are like, no, just deal with it. When you can't deal with it, what can you do is give it space. Give it space so that you can breathe and you can reconnect to your body so that you can make a better choice. So whether you have acute stress or chronic stress, whether you have like an intermittent thing or both, where you've got acute stresses followed by chronic stresses, either way, it's really good to check in to see, number one, is there anything I can do about this right now? If there is, go do it. If there isn't, take a breather, take a step away, and just start re-navigating your breath. So in the instance with my dad, I was like, okay, dad, you've got three things to do today, like Kelly can drive you. Sorry, Kel, if you're listening, I named you. But I was like saying, well, you know, you can allow yourself to just go outside. So, you know, go do what you need. Go do banking, go to the grocery store, go to the park. My dad doesn't drive anymore, so my friend goes in to be able to drive him to different things. And get him out of the house so that it's better for his mental health. So I'll know later on whether I've got any feedback, whether that helped him or not. But it does tend to help and change his mood. So sometimes when you're in the most resistance, because you're in the deepest stress, it will take having somebody you can rely on kick some sense into you and kick your butt and say, get moving, go outside, go for a walk. And I've got friends too that I rely on for that too. And they've got me. So we will do that for each other. And those situations, sometimes we just need space to think. So we disconnect from the body because you're just in the mind, you're frazzled, you're fizzled. When you're in that kind of level of stress, you might even find that you end up with more accidents. Maybe you're dropping things because your nervous system is so whacked that it can't really deal with what's going on. You might even find that you're burning through vitamins. So you might need some B12s to help you with that. If you are somebody who's going through an awful lot of stresses, you've gone through trauma of sorts, and that is also something that I assist people with in my practice. So yes, I am a sex and intimacy coach, and I work with people through trauma. It's one of the main things. Stresses and traumas are one of the main things that create a lot of health issues. So it's one of the key things that we look at and how to move through that. So disconnection to your body is so incredibly common because most people have undergone either acute or chronic stress. Most people have undergone trauma, and most people have had conditioning, whether it's like religious, educational, different kinds of conditioning through family that teach us that disconnecting is the way to go. And, you know, if you've been in a family where everybody just checks out when they're in stress and they can't deal with it, and you've never seen anybody use any kind of method to get out of the stress or navigate it, then that you are learning through conditioning that that's how you deal with things. And it's not. So you need better examples. So trauma will disconnect you from your body, absolutely, even while it's occurring. I can tell you that personally, that I, on many occasions of trauma, have literally felt like I'm hovering, staring at my body. And coming back into your body can be incredibly painful when there's been especially physical or sexual trauma coming back in, and then not blaming your body too, that it's not your body's fault that that's happening. So learning how to get back to pleasure is really key. And so we're going to talk about some of those things. And we'll go through a little meditation so that you can start to notice any areas of numbness or tension in your body and how to switch that up. So we're going to head to our first commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. This is The Pleasure Zone, and I'm your host, Milica Jelenich. Today, we're talking about how to reconnect to our bodies and the reasons why we disconnect from our bodies and the things that, you know, we might think, oh, yeah, I'm going to reconnect to my body, but we're in like this hyper stress mode. So maybe we're not really reconnecting, but we're just going through the motions of reconnecting. So I'm going to share with you guys some of the things to reconnect. But first, I'd love to take you through a quick little meditation, a little guided meditation, so that you can start to notice where is there stress and tension in your body? Where are you disconnected in your body? And as we start to go through it, you might start to notice that the more you're checking in with this, the more you're reconnecting. It's kind of a beautiful thing. We're going to start at your cute little toes, or maybe you have ugly toes, I don't know. But we'll start at your tips of your toes. You can, you know, if you're sitting, don't do this while you're driving. But if you're just sitting, it's only going to take a couple minutes. Put your feet both flat on the ground. If you're lying down, just lay there flat. Notice your back. So feel the very, very bottom of your feet. That arch, notice your arch in your foot. Yeah. So as you start to notice your arch, just notice, is there any tension or stress, tightness in the arch of your foot? And if there is, we're just going to take a deep breath in through the nose. And then when you breathe out, breathe into that arch. And you're like, I don't know how to breathe into an arch. That's okay. When you do your breath, just imagine that breath is going down through your body and right out through your arch. So connecting into the ground through your arch can start to help your foot open up. And actually, we'll start to open some of that fascia. So connect to your feet. Just notice and wiggle your toes and open them up too. See how far you can spread your toes open. And just let that arch start to connect to the earth. And you might notice that it starts to come down and up. Maybe there's breath in there now that you've taken a breath and breathed in there. Breathing in for five and out for five. Keep that breath of in for five, out for five. That's all you have to concentrate on. And I'll just walk and talk your body through. So now we've got that movement in your foot, and you'll start to notice your toes might wiggle and open. Your arch might start to open and relax and let go. And then we're going to move to your ankles and just notice anywhere on your ankles and your ankle bones, is there any tension or stress sitting in that area? Breathe in there, in for five, out for five. And on that out, just notice the breath going into that area. And as the breath goes in, there'll be a sense of expansion happening. And with every breath, you're going to notice more and more expansion as we move up to your shins and your calves. Just again, notice wherever there's tension, wherever there's stress, wherever there might be hardness, there might be excessive softness. Maybe you don't have any tension or stress. Just notice the different textures and different sensations. And then breathe in for five and out for five. Go into your knees. It's patellas. Go through your knees. And just notice any of the bursa in there. So bursas are like the sacs that are filled with fluids. Notice all the different anatomy in there. Even if you don't know anatomy, it's okay. Just notice all the different bits and bites and parts inside your knees. And is there any pain or tension or stress in there? You might even feel compelled to touch them. You might feel compelled to touch any of the spots I'm talking about. Go ahead and do that and breathe in for five. Notice the tension and stress. Breathe out for five and breathe into those spots, letting them expand and open up. Moving up to your thighs, the front and back of your thighs. How do they feel? Is there any tension and stress in there? If there is, just breathing in, noticing, and on a breath out, allow the expansion. If you're lying down or sitting down and your thighs are touching something, just notice how your breath when you're breathing out helps anchor your body into the ground and connect your body deeply into the ground, feeling ever more relaxed in your body the more you breathe in for five and out for five. Now moving into your hips and hip joints. You might not be able to sense deeply on the outside what's going on in your hips, but you can just envisage and imagine what's going on deep in there. Maybe it's right into your hip socket. Maybe it's all the muscles and everything connected. Maybe there's nerves that you're starting to notice. Just notice them. Notice where the tension and stress is. Breathe in. And on the breath out, allow that breath to go into those areas of tension and stress and allow that to expand. Just let that expand and feel the connection as it sinks into either the ground or the seat that you're on, and just let that your body sink into that. Moving to your lower spine, we're going to do the same thing. Breathing in, notice where there's any tension or stress for five and out for five. Allowing that to fill that space and breathe air into those areas as you start to move up every vertebrae of your spine. So we're going all the way from your coccyx all the way to your cervical vertebrae, all the way through. Doesn't matter if you don't know what that is. So you're going to move through every single vertebrae. We're going to take breaths in and out and in and out. And in and out. Moving up through everyone. Let's do this for about a minute as you're going to take your breath in for five. And out for five. And in for five. And out for five. And every vertebrae, you're moving through all the nerves that are going to all the different places in your body. They'll also start to relax. There'll be more space in there, more ease in there. Breathing in, connecting, through every single vertebrae. And the beauty is you don't have to know what organs they're connected to or chakras they're connected to. Just move your way through, breathing in for five and out for five. Continue doing that. As you move up more into your thoracic vertebrae, so it's your where you're gonna have your lungs are in there, and all of your whole, all your bony structure, all coming on through there, through your rib cage, breathing in, noticing your breath expand, breath out, let all that air go into that area. It's going to expand at the same time. So breath in, moving all the way up. And then breath out. Let that, just imagine that it's flowing out and expanding this, creating space. Creating more space as you move up your neck and your shoulders and wherever there's tension and stress in your hands and arms. Moving all the way through your body. If you feel like moving, go ahead and move. If you feel like touching your hands to each other to feel some pressure so you can feel connection through your breath, breathing in and just noticing on the breath out, the connection and the space being created, moving through your neck, into your cranium, your skull, and just notice all the moving parts there in your skull. And as you breathe, just notice how you create space around your brain. Just creating more movement and space and breath in there, your eyes and all of your face, your eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Breathing in, allowing it to expand. Just let that air move all the way through your body, right out the top of your head. And then we're going to just quickly bring all the air from the top of your head, and we're going to zoom it through your body. So we're going to take a deep breath in, getting it to come all the way through your whole body really fast. And then on your deep breath out, a big ah. Do about three of those. Deep breath in. And on the breath out, another one. Let your body do some deep ahs. So let that out. And just two more breaths, and we're going to do big expansion. So deep breath in, and then do some extra expansion. Hold. I hope that you start to notice some stress and tension moving out of your body as you do that. And even noticing the parts of your body that do have tension and stress, you can make that last longer. It was lasting longer than I anticipated. When I can do this on my own, I usually do it in 2 or 3 minutes and just go through my body really fast, deep breathe and let go. But it's not about the speed at which you can do it. It's just that I've done it for a really long time, and so my body is used to it. But if you're not used to it, take your time, really enjoy it. So, go back and listen to that segment repeatedly. So second segment of this episode. And get that good 10, 15 minutes in of just deep breathing, and let those breaths, do those some extra breaths in there if you like, extra expansion breaths where you're breathing in and then doing to super expand and then out. Those are so good. I love them so much. There are so many techniques we can use for de-stressing our bodies, but one of the things is to really notice breath. And the reason why we need to really notice breath is because we often stop breathing when we're under stress or trauma. And that's part of why we disconnect. It's like there's no blood flow going to the brain. So we're like, I'm out of here. But sometimes too, after a minute of holding your breath, there'll be other things that start to go on in your body, other activities that go on. I only encourage you to do breath holds consciously. If you're noticing you're doing breath holds unconsciously, this is a great time to learn how to breathe in more. And breathe deeper too. So if you right now breathe through about the back of your throat, just learn every day, just bring it down a little bit more, and then eventually you'll be breathing right into your feet. So it's a daily practice. You don't have to get it right the first time. In fact, just keep trying, because you will eventually get connected. And at first, you might only be able to stand it for a minute or two, and then you're distracted. That's okay. Come back to it. You didn't fail. You got 1 or 2 minutes in. That's better than you did before, right? It's like doing one sit-up in a day. If you did one sit-up a day for an entire year, that's 365 sit-ups. That's probably more than you did the year before, right? So small incremental changes and incremental improvements, and when you start to see those come through, you'll likely feel like you can do it more and more and more. So just know it doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it and see what happens. We're going to head to the next commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a bunch of things not to do and then some tips on what to do in order to reconnect with your body here on the Pleasure Zone.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm your host, Milica Jelinic. Today, we're talking about reconnecting with your body and the reasons why you might be disconnected from your body, like stress and trauma and conditioning. In the last segment, we did a little how to reconnect with your body and see where there's any either tension or numbness or stress in your body and how to not only scan for that, but breathe into it so you can start to shift that. So in this one, we're going to talk about things that people often do when they're trying to reconnect with their body, and they might not be so effective. I'm also going to give you some tools on how to switch that up. So one of the things that people might try to do is they might try to force connection and force sensation. So for example, if you've ever had sexual trauma in your life, and then you're trying to, you know, navigate that and move forward, and you might be like, okay, I'm going to be okay with feeling this, you know, and allowing somebody maybe to penetrate you or maybe touch you in ways that normally you'd be like, you know, maybe your body is actually not enjoying it, but you're trying to force liking it just to like prove you've gotten over it to yourself. It's not really to anybody else. It's like, no, I'm good. I can do this. Forcing the sensation is not going to work in the long run. It's going to actually put your body into more trauma. Forcing sensation, we're trying to like convince your mind into it being okay. It's not okay. So just stopping and going, wait a second, body, what would you actually like? Would you like anything at all? Forcing sensation too is not just like forcing it on yourself, but forcing it on the other person, where if you're like determined that they have to have an orgasm, or the person you're with is determined that you have to have an orgasm, that kind of force of sensation is vomit. It's vomit. It's not cool. It's there's no conversation in there. There's no allowing the other person to have their feelings. There's no connection. There's no discussion. It's nothing about it is connected. Force of any kind, unless you're playfully playing in a way that's like consensual non-consent, that's a different conversation for a different day. But if you're reconnecting and you're just learning how to be with your body, forcing anything isn't going to work. Even if you are doing kink play to reconnect to your body, because there's amazing tools in kink to be able to reconnect with your body, especially any kind of rope play is great for really noticing your body and sinking into your body. Also, don't judge your body's responses. So if somebody goes to touch you and you feel like put off by it, and you are like, why, what's wrong with me? I don't know why I don't like this. I should like this. Everybody says this is great. If you don't like it, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You might be, you know, in PTSD from a situation. You might be under a lot of stress and your body's not reacting. The other kind of thing is your body might be responding to things that you don't want it to respond to. We've talked about this before, that when somebody experiences sensation, that doesn't equal consent, right? So if somebody has like thrust themselves upon you and is trying to turn you on, forcing sensation, and your body is responding, but in your heart and in your mind, you're like, I don't like this and I don't want it. Your body's reaction is physiological. It's responding to stimuli. It has nothing to do with consent. So just because your body's responding doesn't mean you've consented, but also don't judge your body for being wrong and bad for responding. It's just doing what it's trained to do. It's trained to respond to stimuli, and your body will respond to stimuli. Your body might even respond in ways that you're mortified that it's responding. You know, your body might show signs of pleasure when you're like, I really don't like this. I don't want this. And you might have even said no and tried to push somebody away, but your body's still responding. And then at some point, what happens is you start to judge your body, and you might even be disgusted by yourself in this situation. So we'll talk about how to get out of judgment of your body. I had a lot of that, and I do know that it's possible to get out of that. Another thing that you want to look at is, you know, try not to multitask embodiment. So don't try to do 35 different things to get back in your body. Try one, you know, breath work. Start with that. Then try another one, movement. Then maybe try something else, like might be more creative. And you might find that one of the things you want to do, well, usually movement and breath work are my go-tos for getting back into your body. Meditation as well. However, if you're sometimes trying to do all of those at once and you're new to it, you're just going to get distracted and put off by it. Also, sometimes multitasking embodiment could be where, you know, if you've got lots on your plate, if you're multitasking even to begin with, you're probably going to be not, you could be super grounded. Some people can be incredibly grounded and get multiple things done. But a lot of times what happens is that's more of like an ADHD hyper response, where now your body's in that fight or flight mode, just trying to get multiple things done. And you might find that in doing that, you actually don't succeed at all in trying to be embodied. If you try to rush also doing that, it's like, you throw your body into adrenaline and cortisol levels like rise. And so your body's not going to be connected when that's happening either. It's still in that fight or flight. Another thing that I see people do is compare themselves to other people's pleasure, right? So when you're connecting to your body, if you've been watching a lot of porn, or your partner's been watching a lot of porn, and they have an expectation of how you're supposed to react, what your pleasure is supposed to look like, it can create havoc for you. It can create havoc for them. So Number one thing is I usually just say get rid of the porn, for one. It's not doing anybody any favors except for the people making it who are making money off of you watching it. You always got to look at who's benefiting the most. It's the people making it, or the whoever gets the most money out of it, that's who's benefiting. So want to look at where are you at with pleasure? And it's okay that if you have a hard time with pleasure, it's okay if your body's not reacting the way you think it should, because, you know, maybe you're supposed to be experienced, maybe you're a certain age and you should know, and everybody should be able to have orgasms. Not everybody can, but most people can if there's certain things in place. Even people who have been told they're anorgasmic can get to a place of that. Usually when you take orgasms off the table and you try a lot of other things that are not genital oriented, you can get to that. So comparing your pleasure to others, thinking, well, I've got to be able to have, I got to be able to squirt five times when I have an orgasm. Why can't I? That kind of judgment of yourself and that kind of comparison of yourself, comparison is like, comparison is poison. I think I actually did a show called Comparison is Poison. Anyway, do not do that, my friends. It's not kind to you. If you compared, say, your children to each other, that's like kind of abusive. Do you get that? Although parents do it all the time. It's like, so-and-so does this and blah, 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 blah. Wow, those comparisons are gross. I don't know. It's also a generational thing where I think certain parents, like pre-1990s, maybe they did a lot of comparison because they thought that was a parenting method. So they would compare people to each other in families. That's not a method. It doesn't work. It's actually really unkind. And it doesn't help people strive to be better. It just makes them resent you. So comparing your pleasure to others is unkind to you. So find out what your pleasure is. And we have lots of shows on the pleasure zone, like hundreds and hundreds of episodes on here that you can refer to discover your own pleasure and your own pleasure map of your body. And you can always connect with me through my website, militsayelenich.com. And, you know, whether it's that you write to me and I send you an email back, or whether you want to book some time with me, either way, it's a great way to start. So also, one more thing to think about is that, you know, when you're reconnecting, it's really important to not bypass any discomfort you're having. So if you find that certain touch is really hard for you, or if you're even doing breath work and you find that it's really uncomfortable, maybe it's sending you into some kind of trauma relapse. Maybe some movement you're doing is sending you into also like a bit of a trauma relapse, where if you don't know how to navigate it, could send you into more trauma. So if you have discomfort, acknowledge it, and you don't need to like go through the pain. You don't need to bypass the pain and just pretend like it's not there. Acknowledge it. And instead of asking like, oh my God, is there something wrong with me? Am I messed up? What's wrong with me? Go to, hey body, what's going on here? Is there something you're trying to tell me? What would you like to show me? What would you like me to know right now? So one of the ways of reconnecting with your body is to have conversations with your body, just like you would with a friend. If you hadn't seen a friend in a long time, and when you're disconnected from your body, it's like you haven't seen that friend in a long time, that friend, your body. How do you start a conversation? Hey, hi, it's been a while. I miss you. I'm wondering what's going on. Start that conversation, because communication, as much as communication sounds like it's something that you do only with others, communication is with yourself. It's how you self-talk, but it's also how you connect with your body and connect with other things too, having communication and conversation with all kinds of things in your life. So we're going to get into a few little flips on those things. Like, how do you not force sensation? How do you not judge your body? So in our next and last segment, that's what we'll be talking about. Also, maybe get into a tool just for super fast, safe connection to gratitude with your body. So we will check that out. So, you know, a 3-minute daily gratitude ritual, which I don't know if you guys have ever read Waking the Tiger by Peter Levine. It goes back. I think that book came out in the 90s. I remember my mom having it, I think, when I was in high school. It was a great book on healing trauma. So, yeah, getting into some body gratitude rituals. So, we're going to head to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. You can also find these shows on so many different podcast places like Apple Podcasts. So what I'd love is if you could go over there and give me a 5-star rating. That would be fantastic. The better the ratings, the more I feel like doing these shows, guys. So I would love some great ratings. Wherever you happen to listen to podcasts, if you can rate that, if you can rate my show there, that's fantastic. Just go over, search for The Pleasure Zone. I think I'm the only one that has the Pleasure Zone podcast. And yeah, happy that you could rate that. So you can connect with me through MilicaJelinic.com. And you'll find that there is a button on my website that you can send me emails through there. So it's my email is a little bit complicated, but yeah, it'll be on my website. So please feel free to connect with me through there. And there's also ways to book time with me. There is booking links as well. Okay, so let's flip some of those situations around where, you know, maybe, you know, we're going too fast, we're judging our bodies, we're multitasking, we're doing things, and these things don't really work for reconnecting to your body. So what does work is to become aware of what sensations you like. And several good references to learn different methods on that. I've done several episodes on touch, but to give you some reference materials if you want to go learn about this stuff is The Art of Gifting and Receiving, The Wheel of Consent, great book. You can also get it on audio. And then another one is the work of The Touch Blueprint by Jaya. So those are fantastic ways of learning how not to force sensation, but how to become curious with touch and how to be more explorative and playful and all of those things. So don't make sensation happen. Just get curious and learn about what you like. And sometimes it's no touch at all. Sometimes it's just being and sitting with somebody and you haven't even touched them. You might just be looking at them. So it's not something that you have to make happen. You can absolutely try things out. In the first try, things might not work out so good. So try something else. So one another thing is like not to judge your body and not to judge how your body responds. So one of the things on self-exploration I find is a good thing to do where you might not judge your body's response. So if you just go through your whole body and I did an episode in like September of 2014. It was like a guided kind of masturbation sensational experience. And in that episode, I took you through like every single one of your senses and then had you experience your body with that and then move through all of those with just yourself So using your sense of smell to smell your whole body, lick yourself, look at yourself, touch yourself, listen to yourself by asking questions of your body, like, body, what would you like now? And listening to your own body noises, like your body does make sounds. So listening to all of that and going through your body and starting to just every time you notice, like you're judging yourself, like if you go to put your hands on your breasts and you're like, oh my God, they're so big or they're so small or they're so this or they're so saggy, stop. You heard the voice. That voice has been running like a hamster in your head for a really long time to say, hey, stop it. I'm not interested in that. And then just, you know, ask, is it true? And how do I know for certain it's true? And without that thought, who would I be and how would I feel? Well, without this thought that my boobs are too small for anybody to like them, I'd actually probably feel pretty happy and confident in my body. So I turn it around. My boobs are freaking sexy. I'm giving you guys an example. Freaking sexy, so perky, and my nipples could like poke anybody's eyeballs out, which apparently is like a thing now and people love that. So yay nipples. And then you start to enjoy your body. But it does help to kind of hands-on check things out, see where you start to feel uncomfortable with yourself before you even invite a partner in to start enjoying your body with you. And not rushing into any of it, right? So it's okay if like one day all you can do is put your hand kind of on your chest and that's it. And that's all you can do that day. That's cool. If you can only just do some like 2 minutes of breath work, cool. You're getting success. And even just doing a little bit every day, you're going to get success. So it's going to send you on a new trajectory. That's like a small shift change can throw you on a completely different trajectory. And not comparing pleasure, what you can start to do is acknowledge where you have pleasure. You're like, you know what I really enjoy? I really get turned on by A, B, C, and D. So acknowledge what turns you on and what gives you pleasure. It will stop making you think what gives other people pleasure and why can't I have that? You start to own what gives you pleasure. Start to own it. Like what gives you pleasure? State it to yourself. State it to your lover. Start to own it. And then that communication will start to reinforce that, you know what? Actually, you do know how to have pleasure. You just might not have it the same way that porn stars pretend to have it. And be okay with the discomfort. So we kind of gave, I kind of gave you a flip around on instead of thinking what's wrong with me, start asking your body, body, how do you feel? What would you like? What's going on? And it might take you a while to reconnect with your body, but have conversations with it just like you would with a long lost friend. Because basically, if you've been disconnected from your body for a really long time, it's become a long lost friend. It needs you to reconnect. So, hi, body, what's going on? Is there anything I can be or do for you today? Oh, cool. So maybe today you just need, like, my body will be automatic. Right now I'm like rubbing my thigh. So what would you like today? And just follow the energy. Sometimes you might feel like a prompt to get up and start walking. You might be like, you know what, I just need to go give myself a new hairstyle. I just, whatever it happens to be, body, what would you like today? Connect with your body. Connect with it every morning. Say hi. Look in the mirror and be like, hi, how's it going, body? What's up today? Is there anything I can offer you today? Is there anything you'd enjoy today? And follow the prompts. You might feel very prompted to do things. Like maybe you all of a sudden take up volleyball for no reason. And you're like, what? I love volleyball. And I never thought I'd love volleyball. I don't love volleyball, but I have been prompted to do many strange things. And I absolutely end up in loving it. So follow those prompts. They will take you down different pathways. And it also doesn't mean you have to be stuck with that thing that you like for the rest of your life. You might try something for a little while and you're like, oh, okay, tried that. Now I want to try something new. You know, don't judge yourself for choosing and choosing again and again and again and choosing up, because, you know, that's part of the great experience of being human. So we want to also have gratitude for our bodies. So every night, or even every morning, it's up to you. Just go through your body. Like, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for my toes. Thank you, toes. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you, ankles. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for arch of the foot. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you. I'm doing it really fast because I only have like 10 seconds left, but I think you get the point. Go through your whole body. Gratitude for your whole body from your head to your toes, or your toes to your head. take the time, touch that part, and just say, thank you. Thank you so much for being here and being part of me, and being part of my life. Like, without you, where would I be? I don't even know, but I'm so grateful you're here now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.